No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
No chill.
The No Chill Podcast is your boy ASAP Funny.
Chill Internet.
How art thou?
Art thou good?
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Okay.
Straight up.
Pause. Before you start going into all this stuff, my brain has been racing for no reason at all from our last show.
Okay.
And you know what I keep thinking about?
What?
Our Golden Girls. Okay, now wait. Okay. I got new people.
Oh, shit. New cast. New cast alert.
Okay. Well, one person that I was just like, how can we get think of her? Jasmine guy.
Bougie auntie.
Bougie auntie.
Out the gate. Very bougie.
But then, today.
Okay.
I was like, what if we needed to have people that like already exist? Like an auntie sister trio that already exists.
Uh-huh. Wait, can I guess? Are we going to get Will's aunties?
Yes!
Hey, nigga! Hey! Hey, real nigga shit! Hey, real nigga shit! We be in sync! I be knowing!
The spinoff. Skin aunt them. You know what I'm saying?
Diva.
When they all together. Come
they on. Really is.
Tell me that don't make sense.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah. We get our Jennifer Lewis.
We get what's the other lady name?
Vi and Janice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, damn. That's
ooh. That's perfect.
That's a perfect spinoff.
Uncle Phil died.
So yeah, that would be the reason.
But no, I get what you're saying, but we don't.
You know, rest in peace.
But no, but like that actually gives reason the premise,
and that gives us reason to have other random cameos.
Yeah,
like Will can pop on for a second, Jeffrey can pop on for a second, Carlton can pop on for a second.
Nikki, nigga, we can go get Nikki. Somebody find Ross Bagley, tell him we got a check for him.
But yeah, I don't know why that popped in my head earlier today.
Damn.
But it sure did. I was watching a Breakfast Club interview, and it made with Jasmine Guy, and I was like, we didn't think about Miss Jasmine Guy because it's Nick Inspired. And then two people I would like to see interact in something together would be Jasmine Guy and Erica Alexander.
Yeah, yeah.
I would like to see them two do something, but I didn't put her in my Golden Girls. I feel like Erica still giving me 40. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So we had to put a pause on her. But then I was taking out the trash. That's not a good thing to compare to, but I was taking out the trash and was like, Golden Girls.
Well, epiphanies come when they come. They come when they come.
I was like, we can get the sisters from freshman.
Yeah. That does. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, y'all. Paul be trolling.
Which Paul?
From the Temptations.
Like, you talking about for real?
Okay, hear me out. So, you know how for a long time, we probably didn't know who this actor was, for real.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's gotten such a big resurgence, but I found out who he was maybe like a year or two ago, maybe, and found him on Instagram. And I was like, oh, okay, this is him, this seems to be legit, okay, cool. And you know how the one dude that be on the TikToks that's doing all the palms?
Yeah.
Like, I guess it started to blow up, so people were showing, so he started to share it on his page, and everybody was like, you know, you're a great actor, and he's like, thank you. So usually he'll go live like in the afternoon and I'll see it and I'm like, oh, what's he going live about? And he's usually like just riding a bike. That's it.
Like a bicycle?
I guess so, yeah. He's out riding a bike. I assume that's cool, that's okay. But last night, or the night before, whatever night, I got a notification of him being live and it's like almost 1 in the morning. It's like 12:31. I'm like, what is he live about? My man's is over here, G. You know how, I guess you can like green screen. I didn't know. I guess you can green screen. I didn't know. I don't know. He was like laugh. But it was like, you know how you like the galaxy with the swirls?
Yeah.
And stuff? It's like that. And then it's just like him talking like, hey. So, yeah, how's your night going?
Yeah, with the Midnight Love voice.
And I was sitting here like, what is happening? And he's, yeah, I don't. Sometimes I think about when I was young.
What the fuck?
And there's a time when there's a girl in my class and yeah, I just felt like I said some things, you know, we've all been kids. And I just need to apologize. And I was sitting here all the what?
That's random as hell.
It's random as shit. But the crazy part is gonna be real left. His voice is so attractive, right? So you just sit here listening to you talk about whatever, but I'm like, all right, okay. And then in my head, I was like, you're trolling, because you know that's what you sound like.
Not you out here checking for Paul.
I've always loved Paul. Like, okay. since when did this movie come out?
1998.
Since 98.
The crazy part, that shit came out in 98. I didn't see it till 2002. I promise you,
I saw it in 98.
I do not remember the fucking Temptations movie being on TV.
I was in love with Paul then. Like, he was my favorite character.
He tried to poison Lawrence Fishburne. That's what he tried to do. And hoodlum. Put almonds in that man banana split. It's Paul.
I don't think I've ever seen Hoodlum.
That's okay.
Fix your face.
Okay. Quickly.
It's a lot of things I ain't seen, but y'all know that. All right, topics. What we have?
So, Bill Cosby, R. Kelly, and Diddy walk into a bar. Not.
Have you seen the clip, though, with the twin?
Where have you been? Let me talk about, nigga, every year this fucking jail prison show gets more and more excited. It's going to be competing with NFL halftime in a minute.
Listen.
Like, you get a nice little, like a little comedy set from Bill. You know what I'm saying? You get R. Kelly, keep it soft and sultry for you and your bunk mate. And then you get Diddy to turn you up at the end, literally. This nigga. So like, you know, we hear allegations about these motherfuckers all the time. And like, you know, I've got, after OJ, I need evidence, nigga. Like, I'm not gonna say nothing until the facts are presented. And like, it's
gotta be some facts for them to raid his home.
To raid your fucking house?
Homeland Security is not getting about their business.
Homeland. Not the FBI, nothing. These are, Homeland Security are different types of feds, nigga. They're like the feds right under the Secret Service.
Like, if once they got to your house, they already got the proof.
Yeah.
They just need to come up in here and get whatever little land. So they got enough evidence for me to come search your home
And they raided your shit simultaneously in Miami and LA.
West Coast, East Coast team.
Like they're talking about, yeah, nigga, we all finna go in right now. Like, we don't give a fuck right now. They was waiting. That nigga kids was in the house. The motherfucking sons
like,
was in the house.
They gonna hit at 9 a.m. Y'all gonna hit at noon.
Yep.
Eastern Standard Time.
Hey, hell yeah.
Here it is. I clicked on whatever social site. Like, oh, he's being raided, huh?
And this nigga had made it out the back. Like, yeah, nigga. He had snuck out the back door.
Here's my thing that bothers me about all this stuff that's coming out. People have been knowing about it for years.
That's money.
Y'all was just sweeping shit under the rug.
Complicit. Every time this shit goes down with someone, that don't matter who it is, black, white, man, woman, whatever, whenever this shit go down, it's always something that's happened for years, has been speculated for years. It just take the right motherfucker to say something.
Cassie said,
the right motherfucker to say something. Like, nigga, like, sorry.
She kickstarted that shit.
She did. Yes, Shady. You gonna have to get up to the mic, baby.
Unless you tapped it, but go ahead. R. Kelly wasn't speculated.
That's true, but people were still complicit.
Nigga, that nigga was a boogeyman in all high school. Stop playing.
He was, but people were still complicit. Dumbies. Parents, administrators, people on his team, everybody let that shit rock. Same with Diddy. I remember like hearing about the special camp he had Usher in when Usher was going from young boy to man. And I was just like basically saying, Diddy pimped this nigga out for a summer. Like just, he basically had him sexually assaulted by women for a year. So you could become the sex symbol that you are today.
Allegedly.
Ain't no fucking allegedly. That shit happened.
Got no proof.
Usher did an interview. I found it. Hold on, let me find it. It was a link. It's in the notes. Uh-oh. It's in my notes.
Good job.
Yes. Usher recalled seeing curious things in Diddy's house when he lived there for a year as a 13-year-old. Cause he was in Bad Boy Boot Camp. they like this was right between this is between
I would say this.
Think of You and You're Making Me Wanna.
If that would make sense to me. Not like but like being in a bad boy boot camp.
Puffy Flavor Camp, I'm sorry, that's what it was called.
And I say that strictly musically performance. If he ride or grind it like that off camera like he was on camera, I could see how Usher is the performer. You know what I'm saying? Like, you went hard. You probably had to go hard. Kind of like how Destiny's Child, Beyonce and shit. Like, you grow up. I had to run on a treadmill in heels and sing songs. Like, you ain't new to this. You know, like, you in this. And that makes you the performer you are now. You know, you did that shit when you was 13, 12, 11, or whatever. If he was in this boot camp and Diddy was running the shit like he ran it on TV, I can see why Usher is a great performer. Not that he wouldn't have been one anyway.
I feel like the shit on the TV was light work compared to the real shit. Like, I feel like...
Yeah.
I feel like it couldn't, like, because the shit... When you watch... you really want to see how Diddy work? Go watch Can't Stop, Won't Stop. When they first did the reunion, the Bad Boy reunion, how he was on people's ass. That nigga's a slave driver for real. Like, he be demanding perfection out of motherfucker. And you know what I'm saying? I get it. So I believe he had, like, you know what I'm saying, Usher going through the motherfucking ringer. And then was like, you know, all right, now that that's done, let's get you some top. Let's go get a young lady in here to, you know. Like, what was that fucking Django when fucking slaves was fighting? And he was like, send him a lady to lick his pole. Like, fam, like, he just...
You know who else I randomly seen in some... Or speculated or spoke upon that was in some weird shit? Y'all remember Bashir
Gray?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard some things.
I've heard some things that had included Dwayne Martin in...
Yo, the shit about Dwayne... Lisa Ray will swear on a stack of Bibles... Dwayne Martin was smashing her ex-husband, like the pastor, yeah. And the fuck, what was it, the Virgin Islands, yeah. Shit like that. She was standing 10 toes down on that. That's the reason that fucking marriage didn't work, cause Dwayne was hitting her husband. Well, they was like, I don't know who was hitting.
You know
who.
Why I'ma believe her?
I don't know who was doing the bending.
You know why I'ma believe her? Cause you said it out loud. Because why would you say that? And like, you were married to this man. You
yeah,
know what
she
saying?
Was like,
I
she,
feel like people would try to say the embarrassment.
I feel like she say it every chance she get.
I do too.
I feel like she, you know what? Not even talking about it.
Lisa Ray Dwayne. Has a tone of bitter though. Like she. Her voice gets upset, angry all the time. She be joking.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, laugh. What? Like,
yeah.
I don't understand.
Stuck up auntie.
I
do. I do with her white wearing ass. She wears white with her white wearing ass.
You
not,
better than me because I don't
the first time I seen you, I saw your titty. Shorty, there's nothing pure about you. He's, temperatures rising.
Sir.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sir.
In the Players Club. I was 13. Titties.
So Diddy going down.
Mm-hmm. Diddy going down. That's
freak
out. Freak for real. Freaky Frog. Had Carisha out here with the pink cocaine.
She said I was not.
Which is a mix of ecstasy and
she
cocaine.
She said she was not.
I can't imagine the high you would get from snorting which I'm sure is the highest grade of cocaine. Cause it's Diddy. You know what I'm saying? Like, top shelf cocaine, pure, with the best MDMA. It's pounded as close to a powder as you can get it and mixed. That's, fam, like, that's the shit you got to take with a team of people to take care of you afterwards. Like, you got to know what the fuck to do. Somebody got to be there with the Narcan. And the fucking adrenaline pen.
So
all that shit.
Now do we get a Diddy movie?
I don't think I want one. I'll stick with Notorious. That'll be as close as I get to that, to knowing about the shit this nigga was into. Cause I'm so Michael. Well, are we? I don't know. I guess when I haven't mentioned anybody canceling Diddy.
So yeah, I guess that's the thing too. I ain't heard nobody say we ain't listening to Diddy music. We ain't doing that. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, y'all, okay. Cause those roots will run as deep as Michael Jackson. I mean, not Michael Jackson, it's R. Kelly's with the producer credits, nigga. Like,
yeah.
That nigga executive produced Jay-Z Volume 1, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can't listen to Imaginary Player no more. Is you dead ass? Like, hey, that shit. Hey, the streets would be like, hey, fuck that, nigga. Like, it's a lot of shit in the Diddy.
It is.
The Diddy musical tree.
It is.
I can't, damn. I mean, I can't even Day 26. I love Day 26, nigga. You need to tell me.
I just saw something. I ain't watched the video.
I didn't watch it either. Was it Willie?
I said something about them only making $15.
Willie talking about Diddy robbed us or something. I don't know, nigga. Shut up. You ain't seen your ass, nigga. I ain't seen that nigga Willie since Quiet Storm. Nah. I went back to Quiet Storm. Lights out, candles lit type shit. Old school Chicago type shit.
What a time.
Yeah, that's what I want. Give me an old Chicago tour. Give me goddamn Twista, Do or Die, Crucial Conflict. Give me Three Piece.
Ben One.
Fucking Ben One. I can't tell you the time when I was working at WGCI, the amount of times I saw Ben One perform. It's that he was like always like the first guy. First of all, we're gonna get Ben One. Let's get it. Was either Ben One or John Blue. From 2010 to 2013, them niggas ate off about 3 songs, nigga, forever. Like, them niggas. Let's get them niggas in here first. Let's get Ben One and John Blue in here to sing their couple tracks. And let's go from there. I fucking Ben One. Damn. Give me a little, this nigga, remember Sawbuck. There's a nigga named Sawbuck. He's a rapper. Well, Soldiers at War. Let's get some of Soldiers at War up in here.
Let's get Soldiers at War in here.
Bruh. Let's have an all-star Chicago lineup. Let's get the Brat. Let's get the Brat back.
No, can we go back to Saul? Because
we go back to Saul, nigga. Saul.
Shit.
Put an APB out for Soldiers at War. I forgot what street is that.
They was on every street.
No, it's a no, nigga. When I told
like they was on 79th.
No,
Saul.
My nigga, it's a right now. I want to say right now because I saw this shit recently. Is it 79th? One of the fucking stores on 79th. Like, got, like, a Soldiers at War t-shirt in the window. Like, to this day. I don't know.
It's been there forever.
This is like an open spot. This spot is open for business. Like, it's 79th, so I'm not going over there. But if you happen to be over there and you see it, take a picture. Because I don't know exactly where it is. But it's very close. It's very close to 79th Cottage. So, you know I ain't going to fuck over there. I'm cool. Cool on that shit. I'm sorry. I know where to go. 79th Cottage is the most... It's the most anything can happen. It's set up for failure. You know what's on the four corners on the stores at 79th? There is, well, I got you. Currency exchange to cash your check. You cross the street to get your liquor.
Yep.
And after you cross the street again, it's like a fucking rainbow. And then the chicken spot. It's like, nigga, you can do everything in that four corners. You get off the bus, you spend your check, you get back on the bus and go home. It's just
that's
like that.
That's what
79
was made for.
That's the 79. That's the, or as they call it on the South Side, the 9. As I've learned living on the fucking South Side. I'm just saying.
Not the 9.
So, we also, apparently there's another fucking award show last night that we knew nothing about.
Did it come on TV?
Yeah, I think it came on like Fox. But like, first of all,
they don't promote award shows.
Like, actually,
that's a lie. They probably do. I don't watch live TV.
I'm not gonna blame them for this one because last night was that doubleheader from the fucking women's final four, and everybody was watching
it.
That shit. We're gonna get to it. But everybody's watching that, so I wasn't watching no fucking Idol Awards. But we just saw the clip. I was scrolling on the fucking TMZ, and I didn't even know what the fuck was going on last night. I saw that. So, we just saw the clip. It was Jennifer Hudson and Cher doing Believe, and Jennifer Hudson was being Jennifer Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
And Cher was... She was Cher. And people on the fucking social medias was mad. Seriously chill, Jennifer. Why are you trying to upstage Cher? That run at the end was so unnecessary. Cher is gracious to sit there and let somebody scream over her.
I'm going to say what I said off air. On air. Jennifer Hudson only has one voice.
What
y'all want her to do. I don't even think she was trying to outshine her.
That's just how she sings. That's just...
Jennifer only has this shout heavy out gospel,
like for 15, real.
You sound like life was hard.
Fam, like when you think about it, like when you think about like all the singers with the heavy voices like that, they only fucking sing one way.
And that like, is no shame to Jennifer. Cause
her, Fantasia, I mean, you think about it, fucking Aretha Franklin. Like, nigga, heavy singing, deep from the diaphragm. Like, Mahalia Jackson type shit. Like, there's no switching it up. There's no lightness. Like, you can't
y'all,
go.
Y'all can't give me pop.
Hell no.
Y'all don't have poppy voices.
Come on, like, because when you think about it, fam, Spotlight was a hard-ass fucking song. I don't like being in your spotlight. Like, it's deep. Like, nigga, like.
You how much I hate that fucking song.
I'm with you. Oh, no. Singing that shit. So, like, she's.
It's so hard.
She's singing that shit. She sound like she on the. It sound like a Tyler Perry play. I don't like. Being in your spotlight. For Jesus. Like, nigga, that's. That's what it's giving. Church, like, nigga, like, no. No,
you understand how much I hate that song.
I feel you. Because it was, honestly, it was trash.
We had a dance feature to it.
Ooh, terrible.
Oh, my God. Ooh. And it was so long. That dance feature was like 2.5 minutes.
It was all Jennifer singing.
Listen.
The longest song.
And you know another song I hate? And
that
I
song
guess,
don't even, it ain't, the tempo ain't even good enough for that. You got a WDB.
They did.
Living under your spotlight. You got a WDB on that shit. You gotta turn
that
shit up.
When I got that song, they was like, okay, this is a dance feature. I was like, the fuck? Why? But this, another song I hate, like, equally the same. And I think they came out around the same time.
What?
Fine. Fucking hate.
First of all, let me, and I'll tell you why you hate it. It ain't because of the repetitive fines. I'm saying like this. Nobody likes Happy Mary J. Blige. Nobody likes Happy Mary J. Blige. Nobody likes Happy Keisha Cole. Bitch, give me the turmoil. Is you sick over this nigga? Because that's what I want to hear about.
No.
Mary got, look, you ever notice when you be like, oh, what's Mary up tempo song? You only go one way. Family Affair, that's it. Yep. You ain't got none of that. Everything else is sad, nigga. Crying. I'm sick of this nigga. I don't love like that. Nobody happy? Mary, you happy? That's why she dropped no album, nigga. Life is good.
She had to get it out.
Hell no. I want Mary in turmoil. Like, sick. Like, nigga, when she was doing coke and getting beat. Oh, my God. Hits.
Now she doing coke and having fun.
Now she don't do lines no more. She do bumps. I keep telling you. Right. When you transfer, when you broke and you in the studio, you're doing lines. But when you're rich, you're doing bumps because it's good. It's high grade. You just need a little bit. You saw the motherfucking Wolf of Wall Street. That nigga had that shit in a small container, nigga. And you could fit 3 minutes in that fucking package. That nigga had a gram of cocaine. And he just got it. It had a little, like Matthew McConaughey say, hey, a little tootsie. A little metal thing you put in there and you just take a note and you good. I'm good. Don't nobody, Mary out here doing happy drugs on yachts, showing her legs and shit. She got thigh high boots. She out here jamming, doing her knee shit. You know what I mean? Nah, she the only hard acting she doing is on the fucking Power Show. Like that's the rough shit. That's as rough as I'm happy for her. I'm glad. I'll see it in about 3 years when the shit is over. They get done. I'm telling you, I have to forget. Because they ruin it. They ruin it as it comes out. Like, I know what happened. I need to forget it all over again. I'm almost done forgetting what happened in the original Power. Once I forget it completely, then I watch it.
And then come back.
And then come back. Now I can watch. Now I can watch Tommy and fucking and Ghost. Is that it? What's the second one? Ghost, right? And Raising Kanan. It's like, how many fucking shows is it? In this fucking Power Verse. It's four?
I don't
what
know.
What is it?
I don't
it's Power.
It's Power, yes.
Ghost.
Power, Ghost
Tommy.
Four.
And Raising Kanan.
Kanan, yep.
Okay. All right, 50.
Too many. I ain't going to be. And then he's going to come out with another one.
And about to. Ain't, didn't Ghost get canceled?
Yeah, Ghost is canceled after this season. They're doing a two-part.
A two-part season?
Yeah. So okay. Come out in June. Half come out in June, the other half come out September.
Okay. We're going to be getting our shit back in a minute, though.
What's our shit?
The Shy.
The Shy?
Yeah, yeah. I was talking to my co-host, nigga.
I still miss the Shy.
Because we're going to do it for Keisha.
Shy, you know, we're not going to start Keisha. This.
I'm back for Keisha. Kevin. He moved to Los Angeles. Man,
we ain't got Kevin no more.
We don't. That nigga left.
He left us. What we gonna do?
I was just like watching clips of that shit the other day. They did like compilations. They did all the evolution of Kevin. That shit was like 30 minutes. And then they did the evolution of Jake. That shit was like 10 minutes. I was like, damn, this nigga ain't changed at all. Fuck about this little nigga. Like,
Papa, they ain't doing one for Papa.
I don't know. I didn't see one for Papa. Maybe they still editing it or something. No, Papa. Shit, Papa ain't really changed that much either. Except for cussing out his daddy. That nigga stayed coming. But, I mean, like, it was very, honestly, his daddy was being very contradictory, trying to, you know, preach the word and do all this shit. I said, nigga, you over here working with Duda. I feel like, was he messing with another woman at some point?
Remember that.
But I just know his daddy was in some shady shit and the son wasn't happening. He was like, nigga, you hollering at me because my girlfriend got a kid. But, nigga, you out here with dirty money in the church and your ass got arrested. Fuck is you talking about? I'm just trying to get some pussy, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? For real. Yeah, Papa didn't do shit. Papa went to work. Papa was an assistant manager. Nigga, that's like 1990 shit when you would be assistant manager at a fast food restaurant in high school.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, I'm practically running this bitch. Like, he ain't telling grown-ass men to calm down. You know how hard it is to let a nigga with no mustache tell you to calm down, and you do? And he made that nigga apologize in Chicago on the South Side? That nigga Papa a real nigga. He was like, please don't, you know, apologize to my staff member. We'll get you some greens and shit, but chill.
You
gonna
have to relax.
Like, when you watch that clip, like, you could tell it's kind of real because the Chicago nigga rub his face before he do. He be like, all right. My bad. Like, sometimes Chicago niggas get logic. Like, okay, you know what? I am tripping. Let me not cuss this young lady out because she ain't do shit. Like,
she ain't do shit to me.
The problem is fixed. Like, no, man. Papa was upstanding little dude.
He was. They really got rid of my Kevin, though.
Yeah, Kevin. I mean, like, no. Honestly, I'm actually happy for that shit because, like, now I ain't got to hear his mama complain no more. His mama... Like, his mama annoys me.
She does.
She annoys me. Cause
you think they gonna write her out or something?
I mean, I don't think they gonna write her out, but we ain't gonna see her as much. Cause Keisha's with Emmett.
Yeah.
So, unless...
They was having their problems, you know, the...
Yeah, cause they was out here hunching.
What's his wife
name,
Dre?
Drea.
I mean, her ex just showed up at the job.
Her ex did show up at the job. I'm here for that shit.
Together and shit.
Damn.
So we gotta keep her around because that's the storyline.
I don't know, but like, his mama just really annoyed me. Like, I hate parents who act like that when your kids are good.
Yes.
Like Kevin, was never into no shit. He was not ever a bad. Like. He was a normal child, like mischievous shit, yeah, whatever. He get caught doing a little dumb shit, cussing, whatever. That's normal kid shit. Like, nigga, and that's surprising considering who his best friend is, nigga. Like, his best friend is a gang prodigy, damn near. This nigga, his brother ain't just get shot, nigga. That nigga got killed on the street. Yes, I'm finally admitting. Reg is actually dead.
I'm so
I know.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
So
whatever.
Proud of you.
It only took 4 seasons, nigga. I don't care.
The nigga is not coming back.
I know, man. I watched him get shot the other day too. I was like, man, that nigga could have lived.
He could have lived.
But then I'm like, nah, they probably took him to Jackson Park. That nigga dead as fuck. They ain't taking me to versus Chicago. They took him to Jackson Park. That nigga dead. That nigga died at the scene. Fucking with Jackson Park Hospital.
You know what I just noticed, co-host?
What's up?
We got a shot we ain't take.
Damn, we got halfway through the show, no shot. You already know it is shot o'clock, nigga. Let's get it.
Clinkety
clank. This is gonna reach. You know what? I just realized what we took the shot for.
What was that?
We for Louis Gossett Jr. Lou Gossett Jr. passed this week.
He did.
One of the OGs, black acting OG. He been in a lot of shit.
You gonna list it?
Yeah. He was just in Color Purple. That's the most recent.
Oh, yeah.
He's the daddy in the Color Purple. I was kind of mad because he didn't do the line from the original. He was like, son, you're talking to you crazy at your own table. You standing there looking like a waiter. That was some toxic shit. That's toxic masculinity at its finest. Nigga, daddy was talking shit like, you need to smack her, nigga. Anytime the father tells the son, why you ain't beat her yet? Like, that's some terrible shit. Like,
Do better.
But, of course, he was in Roots.
He was in Roots.
But then again, who wasn't?
That part, for the time, geez, everybody was in Roots.
I think he was. The Color Purple. Watchmen. Ooh, I forgot he was in Watchmen.
I didn't watch that.
Watched a little bit of it. The Mod Squad, the OG show. Back in the day. Wasn't he Link? Was he Link in the Mod Squad? Was that Lou Gossett Jr.? That's somebody else, another black man. Bill Cosby wasn't on My Squad.
I thought Bill Cosby wasn't.
He was on Spy. I Spy.
With my little
eye. Yeah. All right, I got to go look at IMDb. But Louis got to join you. You know, he was out here, you know, with Cicely Tyson and
Tyler Perry.
He was in Daddy's Little Girls.
With Cicely Tyson.
Cicely Tyson.
No, that's not Daddy's Little Girls, but the other one, too. Why Did I Get Married, too?
They was on that beach. That's right. Old ass. But yeah, this nigga been acting forever. This nigga shit
go. What? Have you seen Equalizer 3?
Of course.
What was your thoughts?
It was very good. First of all, it was a great ending to the story, and it showed like fam, and it's crazy that the funny part about all the Equalizer movies is that Denzel be doing this shit over the smallest fucking thing. This is minor shit, my nigga. How the fuck do you take down and I noticed this. You take down a fucking, a big mob syndicate in Italy for, $40,000 or some shit? How much money was it? It was just a light amount. Enough you could carry cash in a backpack. That's how much it was. It was like $37,000 or some shit. It was some white man's pension.
It was $366,400.
There you go.
Because I watched it yesterday.
There you go. This ain't even for half a meal, my nigga. You got shot.
Yes.
You got shot.
I was watching it, and I was thinking the same thing. I was like, he really just be doing shot the kindness of his heart.
The kindness of his heart, because it's right.
Because
it's the right fucking thing to do. Shit. And then I thought about it, I thought about a plot hole. I was like, well, how the fuck don't they daughter know him? But then I think about it, I was like, no, my nigga was a super spy. Ain't no fucking way she knew him. Because apparently he was dead. Right. But then, you know what also happens? When they listing, so let me tell you something. You know how they was doing who would you take, the Equalizer or John Wick? Technically, they could exist in the same universe.
Okay.
Because in the Equalizer 3, when the Italian boss, he's naming all the families, he names the Camorra. The Camorra, yeah! Nigga, ass peeked up, didn't he? He like, yeah, the Camorra. The Camorra is a part of the High Table. So, technically, they could exist in the same universe. You are fucking tripping. Okay, now you are fucking tripping. Whoa, you are fucking tripping. Home fucking work.
It's fucking Keanu.
Home fucking work. And this is not comparable to Game of Thrones.
He's Keanu.
John fucking Wick?
I think I've seen the first one.
I think.
You think? So you don't even know what he's doing,
man,
all this shit.
Man, fuck
for?
That. Let these people know where to follow you. I'll end this fucking show.
This is for?
I'll end this fucking show.
The first one about the dog?
Because my nephew stole a car and killed the fucking dog.
Okay, yep. I said about a dog.
Yeah.
That his wife
that his wife gave him. Mm-hmm. He stole a reason to grieve unalone.
His fucking dog. He killed the man.
And you know what his son did? You know what his son did?
The Baba Yaga.
Took that from me. Stole that from me. Killed that from me. You know what, Shell? People have been asking me if I'm back. And I haven't really had an answer. But you know what? Yeah. I'm thinking I'm back. So you can either give up your son or you can die laying beside him, nigga. Hey, this nigga.
Y'all can't see my face.
Hey, nigga, hey. Homework. Hey, I will stay here after the show and watch the whole first one with you, nigga. Like, John Wick? Mr. Wick?
You would have been mad. Cause you would have killed over that damn dog too.
Big, know? Big facts. Dog, nice dog. Yeah. Got the dog to kill all that shit,
it was,
man.
It was the dog.
Eating cereal with the dog.
It was the dog.
Dog slept in the bed.
Yeah, that dog was like.
No,
yeah. My nigga. So basically, I was like, this nigga wife was dying. Knew she was dying. Knew she was gonna die. It's inevitable. And had the foresight to say, whenever I fucking die, the night of my funeral, my repast, all that shit, deliver this dog to this man. So that he can have something to look forward to, something to grieve about.
Wasn't the dog named Daisy?
Daisy! Dog was named Daisy. Cool little puppy. Was it like a little beagle or some
it
shit?
It was a beagle.
Like, yeah.
Cute little dog. Cute little dog.
Yeah. Fucking Russians. And because the Russians, because the Russians wanted his car, wanted to buy his car, he wouldn't sell it. Yep. They followed this nigga home.
What
they waited.
What thing was that?
A 67 GTO. Yeah. Clean.
Absolutely. Now,
but they came up in this nigga crib and beat the shit out of him, and the dog was barking. And as he was right before he passed out, he was like, "Yo, shut up that fucking dog!" And he watched them kill that fucking dog as his eyes was closing. Oh, that nigga woke up hot. Mm-hmm. That woke up hot.
As he should have. Why is you killing my dog?
And, no. And look, every time something happened to John, the motherfuckers deserved it. Then I'm just gonna give you a preview of the second movie. Second movie, nigga come through, blow up his house with him in it.
I was saying mad in my business.
Nigga came through like, hey.
How he
blew up his house, because John, he's by the window. You know white people, when they real rich and they real rich and they got windows that are basically walls,
yeah.
He had a crib like that. So the motherfucker happened, he just went, he was... He was in the back of the house. House blew up. He just blew out the back.
I'm always concerned about these, like, filling the wall.
Was nobody around his house?
No.
I was like,
yeah.
What are the people around your house?
Like, the reason it's not an issue because everybody else around you is rich, too. So, you know, it don't matter.
Like, they knew who he was.
Yeah.
The police came to his crib.
Like, so you doing some...
You working again?
Uh-huh.
Nah.
All right. He didn't even go in. He just looked.
He saw a motherfucker
on the floor behind him.
He did.
He's like,
all right.
Do your thing, dog.
Have a good night,
John. And then when the crib blew up, gas leak. You need to watch John Wick's. Okay. Yeah. We're going to move on. We're going to get on to that. We sorry, y'all. We just had a moment.
I don't know why this. Don't mean you can't watch
that. That was a
great
plug for John Wick.
Because you already seen John Wick. I have no interest in game. You said you kind of seen it. But you like, okay, you like The Equalizer?
Yes.
Then you would like John Wick.
I didn't think that I wouldn't. I just never
got
around to it.
Okay, well, get around to it. See, now you got around to it. That's the difference from me talking about something that I just ain't never going to watch.
I don't have to watch John Wick.
I know you
don't. You should watch The Wire.
As soon as this nigga queue up Game of Thrones.
She ain't gonna never watch The Wire, because I ain't never watching Game of Thrones.
Why are you never watching Game of Thrones?
I'm just cool on that shit. Like,
why?
I don't like medieval shit. Like, I don't.
Was
I said
you.
The same thing. Me too.
I said that.
You know how long it's like, for real. Like, it look, I had enough time struggling with Harry Potter, and that shit is set in the 80s.
I promise you.
No, it's the 80s. It's like, that's why they don't have cell phones and shit like that. It's like setting the.
When I tell you, I say the same thing. I don't like medieval shit. I never watch medieval shit. It was not my judge. Four episodes in, and I was like, so I'm here. what's next? How far does this go? And then when you really get it and you put it in black people
when
terms.
To, when you get to the end of the first season.
Oh, okay.
Everybody was supposed to die in the beginning.
Like, you gonna go with the fuck?
Okay.
He don't care. He
you gotta be better.
That's messed up because you was on her ass about The Wire. Now she's saying she will watch The Wire if you will watch.
And guess what? And guess what? And guess what? That's not a sacrifice I'm willing to make. I ain't gonna even hold you. That's not messed up. That's not messed up. I just
explain it to her about The Wire and Omar and
The Wire is arguably the best TV show in history.
Top 5 with it. Yes.
No, oh, then why I ain't synced it?
Because you chose not to. Like, I chose not to watch The Wire.
Okay, well, then we won't be, we gonna be missing four out of five.
She's giving leeway.
We giving four. Say, oh, okay, that's it. Fine.
You kind of bogus, yeah, right
now,
dog.
I mean, that's, look, hey.
Kind of bogus, dog.
Look, we both
this
gonna see.
This is a relationship y'all in right here.
We both gonna see.
Ass relationship right here.
We both go. We just both gonna see four out of five then. We just both gonna see four out of five. You seen The Sopranos?
No.
Oh, my bad. 3 out of 5. Then that we get even.
Let the people know what I can find you at.
No, we ain't there yet.
Oh, I got what's the other two?
I got
five?
What? I don't. It's The Sopranos, The Wire, Greatest of All Time. I don't fucking know. I don't know. I had the list.
The Wire, Breaking Bad.
Let me look at this shit.
Game of Thrones. And I would say they probably give it to a sitcom. It's probably Friends.
Ugh.
Probably Friends or
Seinfeld. I'm never going to watch the Friends.
I'll give it to Seinfeld before I get a fucking Friends.
Friends or Seinfeld, whatever.
I thought you was going to say,
what is this award for?
What's the show? Shameless. That's what I thought you was going to say.
Shameless. No, I don't think Shameless is
in the top. No, Shameless. Yeah, it ain't in the top five. It's good, but it ain't that fucking good.
I thought Modern Family was in the top five. Ain't watching that neither.
Really?
They got some episodes, girl.
Party Family is fucking hilarious.
They got some episodes, baby. Oh, what about The Office?
I've seen some of that.
Okay.
Let me see. What was the...
I mean, I had a lot of flack on The Office. Well, not a lot of flack, but I had a lot of praise on The Office.
I do, too. I had a lot of praise. Like, I watched New Girl, so I feel like I can watch The Office. I just ain't got around to it. It ain't at the top of my list of things to watch.
Because a lot of these
okay, I'm not going to write this list because that's stupid.
It's a commitment. I feel like The Office is a commitment.
The Office definitely is a fucking commitment.
I ain't got to Breaking Bad.
I haven't gotten to Breaking Bad either.
I thought you watched Breaking Bad.
No, I've been. I'm probably going. I'm starting in the next couple months. So better.
Does Snowfall fall in this top something?
I don't know. They haven't updated this since like 2022. But according to Rolling Stone, they had The Sopranos number 1, The Simpsons number 2, Breaking Bad number 3, The Wire number 4, and Fleabag at number 5. I've never seen Fleabag. And look, we're not going to do the black people thing, but we don't write shit. Seinfeld is 6. I'm just going to go through the top 10. Mad Men is 7. Mad Men was good as fuck. Cheers is 8. Atlanta at 9. Ooh, I like that.
Really?
Just because it's black. Yep. Okay. Mary Tyler Moore at 10. Oh, okay. So, yeah.
What's top 20?
Oh, my God. Come on, woman.
It's Rolling Stone.
Succession, Twilight Zone, Veep, The Americans, Larry Sanders Show, Twin Peaks, The Leftovers, Saturday Night Live, I May Destroy
what
You,
list is
and 30 Rock. It's Rolling Stone.
I know.
Yeah,
but,
so it's... It's a collaborative effort, yeah.
I see one that say Sopranos, Breaking Bad, The Wire, Game of Thrones, Friends, The Simpsons, MASH, Seinfeld.
Oh, yes.
MASH?
Hey, MASH was on for like 12 years, G. MASH was that shit. We aged, that's not our idea. That's just like motherfuckers is like, you know, the old music and shit. But I have a question for y'all.
Okay.
I ain't fresh.
I ain't fresh.
I fucking hate new niggas.
I hate them.
I hate new niggas. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't hate new niggas. I hate new bitches because that was a girl. That was a studly girl that was talking shit to my mans about his fit. My nigga had on a polo tee, a polo. Ralph Lauren polo. With the fresh stitched, freshly creased jeans. Old
Ralph
nigga shit.
Lauren.
and some clean ass New Balance. I'm like, he's like, I ain't fresh, my nigga coming out of Whataburger. He was clean. He's like, I ain't fresh. They talking hella shit. And my nigga went viral and fuck around, got a fucking endorsement deal with LRG.
Good job.
Like, got an endorsement deal with LRG and was at, and was just like, sitting courtside like at a fucking basketball game.
Houston game, I think.
Like, y'all done thank you. Because, like, you thought you was gonna go viral off that shit, off clowning him, and now he getting the bag because of it. Like, shit is funny. That shit is funny because a lot of time, like, niggas our age are older and shit, we set in our ways, but so ain't nobody gonna tell me I ain't fresh. What?
I had two questions. One, I thought of a topic, but I didn't know if we talked about it before. We talk about a lot of TV, movies, stuff like that. And the other thing was brain fart. We're gonna come back to that. My topic was, I was scrolling and then I seen somebody post like top five. We did talk about that.
Top five what?
It's kind of like biopics, but not necessarily. Just like, what actor played this role the best? Jamie Foxx as Ray.
Yep.
Angela Bass as Tina Turner. Will Smith as Muhammad Ali. Oh, shit. Who was the other two people in this category? I think it might have been Lawrence Fishburne as Ike.
Still Ike, nigga. Sometimes I forget what real Ike look like.
But that's real.
When I saw that episode of Martin where him and Gina was Ike, was Ike and Tina, I saw Lawrence. Yep. I saw Martin as Lawrence Fishburne. Yep. Ike, not OG Ike.
But that was the question. I was like, I felt like we talked about it, but I was just
the nigga that played Joe Jackson, nigga. That nigga, Lawrence Hilton Jacobs, nigga. That nigga's Joe Jackson to me, nigga.
Michael. Oh, did
you see the latest update on this movie? Hell yeah. Lawrence Tate is Barry Gordy.
I'm not mad about it.
That means this shit going bust, nigga. Oscars, bitch. Let's get it.
Shooting for Oscars, right?
I'm talking about that, nigga. I promise you, midnight showing. Nigga, let that shit come out.
It's
on midnight.
Tom Hanks.
Who going right?
I'm going...
No, we ain't got Tom Hanks. Cause we got young Tom Hanks. Miles Teller. He's in that motherfucker. And that's young Tom Hanks.
He's good, I suppose.
I ain't fresh.
I forgot what my other topic was, but damn, here we go.
Well, you can let the people know where to follow you.
Well, you guys can follow me on the Twitter and the Instagram at SexShare. You can follow me on the Snapchat at iMeals with the Z Shell. And make sure you check out my other podcast. See, I went right into it this time.
I like it.
Women Cocktails or whatever on YouTube, whatever. As well as all the other stuff you can listen to podcasts
equal
on.
Opposites.
But you really want to look at it on YouTube. And then Equal Opposites and the Rundown. Okay. Yeah.
You already know, man. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at ASAP Funny. You can follow me on TikTok at ASAP Funny 1. I will say Snapchat, but I don't be on that like that.
I
know you don't. You really don't. You honestly, I see you more on Facebook than anything.
Yeah.
I be trying to stay away from Facebook.
And I barely be on Facebook.
I be trying to avoid Facebook as my main bitch app. Like, I don't want to go straight to Facebook. Like, I'd be like, let me go to Instagram first.
You know what? Instagram is connected to my Facebook.
Yeah,
so.
Let me go Instagram first.
Yeah, you connected it?
Yeah, I mean, it's all in the metaverse, might as fucking well, because Facebook is the only app you can share from Instagram cleanly without a link.
Because
it's connected.
I don't do all that shit.
Yeah, it's all right.
I don't care.
All right, see, it's all my brother. But yeah, don't forget to like, rate and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast, and follow the page on Facebook, facebook.com/thenochillpodcast.